Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. The Word of God today is the second half of the Gospel, which deals with the Canaanite woman and her visit to Jesus, Matthew 15, 21 to 28, read earlier. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In and through Christ, we have enough. We have what we need, but we also receive more than enough. We receive abundantly from his hand. I wonder if your family is like ours. Even growing up as a boy with my three sisters and my mum and dad, my mum was a school teacher and she was very busy and very conscientious as a school teacher. And so at the end of the week, often it was just about putting a meal together, throwing it together, if you like. It was whatever was in the fridge. We call it hash. You might call it bubble and squeak. So rather than go out and get takeaway on a Friday night, you might just raid the fridge, see what's there. And before you know it, you can put something pretty substantial together to satisfy you. Has this been your experience as well? Well, in a way, it kind of speaks to the experience of the Canaanite woman that we have here in the text. She's happy to receive crumbs from Jesus. Of course, Jesus has much more than crumbs to offer her. And these crumbs, if you like, what Jesus has to offer her actually is very substantial, because her daughter is healed. God's strong word takes effect, and her daughter, who is demon-possessed, is healed. This text, and as we'll explore today in other texts, is a reminder that God always provides what we need, and we'll find, according to his grace, that he provides abundantly as well. Let's just look at the text more closely for a while. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." The fact that she's a Canaanite should alert us already. Jesus' mission was to seek and to save the lost, wasn't it? It wasn't just a mission to the Hebrews, to the people of Israel, to those who knew the covenants, those who knew the law, those who knew the patriarchs, and so forth. But his love, his mission extended far and wide and included the Gentiles, included this Canaanite woman. How would Jesus treat her, we ask. Notice almost a Kyrie here, isn't it? Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You know, the Kyrie is not a confession of sins. It's a prayer of humble reliance. It's a prayer of humble reliance. And this Canaanite woman comes with her prayer of humble reliance. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. If we're talking about being unclean, we might say doubly unclean at this point. The daughter being demon-possessed. But notice the great love that she has for her daughter, acting in a very selfless way, coming to Jesus. Before this particular passage, there's discussion about what is clean and what is unclean. If anything, this particular Canaanite woman demonstrates cleanliness, because out of her heart is coming devotion, love, faith, all of those good things. Jesus did not answer a word, so his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away." They were in a habit of doing that too, weren't they? Mark chapter 10. Send the children away. What does Jesus do with the children? Let the children come and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." Now, these words of Jesus seem harsh, don't they? But really, he was just testing her. He was in conversation with her, engaging with her, just like he was engaging with the woman at the well, John chapter 4. The woman came, she was tenacious, and knelt before him. Now she kneels. Again the plea, "Lord, help me," she said. Jesus replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread, what belongs to the Hebrews, the chosen people, if you like, and toss it to the Gentiles, toss it to the Canaanites," and so forth. Is she deterred at that point? Not at all. She shows great tenacity, great faith, where she says, "Yes, it is, Lord," she said, "even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She is saying, "If you only have crumbs to offer me, I will be satisfied, and that will be enough." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. Dear friends, this reminds us that when we face lean times, when we go through desert experiences in our lives, when we feel that God is somehow absent, God is not absent. God is there with us in the silences. God is there to meet our need. It might seem like crumbs at the time, but those crumbs are nourishing, and there will be abundant provision to come in our lives. His strong word, his promises, we lean on, we draw on each day. We just sung about that. Faith is a living power from heaven that clings to the promise, that holds on to the promise. Just as that Canaanite woman was holding on to Jesus, confident that his word would deliver what she needed. This particular theme is evident through the entire scriptures. We can go to a place like 1 Kings chapter 17. Do you remember the story of the widow at Zarephath? Sidon, interestingly, same place, widow at Zarephath. Elijah, who's doing battle with Ahab. But here we have this little story, this little human interest story, compelling story really, Elijah and the widow and her son. It is a time of famine, and yet God provides the flour, the oil doesn't run out. They have what they need. Verse 15 of chapter 17. She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. God supplies our need as we call upon him in faith. Another precious word that we find in the epistles of St. Paul. You remember this particular account. St. Paul feels he has a messenger from Satan, and he has an affliction. He can also boast about great revelations that he's received from the Lord. He asked the Lord, "Please take away this affliction." Was it a speech impediment? We scholars don't really know exactly what the nature of the affliction was. What was Jesus' reply? "My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is enough. My grace is adequate. My grace meets your need. For my power is made perfect in weakness, the verse reads. Indeed, dear friends, are you feeling a little bit distressed this morning as you come to church? Are you feeling that God is somehow absent? Well, draw strength from the faith of this Canaanite woman who is ready to receive what seems to be like crumbs from Jesus, but crumbs nourishing her faith. Draw near to God. Cling to his promises. Be confident in his strong word. God will meet your need, and there will be times of abundance ahead. Times of abundance? Well, quite interestingly, straight after this particular text, what do we find? Jesus feeds the 4,000 with bread. Crumbs, Jesus feeds the 4,000. The abundance of the Lord displayed. Dear friends, as I close, the theme today, more than enough. God supplies enough. God supplied the need of that Canaanite woman. God supplied the need of the widow at Zarephath and her son. And God will supply our need today. And knowing God's grace, his abundant grace, there will be provision ahead. His mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.